So could less really be more? I like this Danish study. It said people who worked out for 30 minutes a day lost more weight than people who worked out for an hour a day.
Well, I would think that's because if you're only working out for a half hour, probably you're putting a lot more into it.
Maybe, but it's less time.
It is less time.
I like it.
Emmys went down last night, and some interesting facts about the Emmys, not necessarily from this year, but just random ones that BuzzFeed put together. No Mad Men star has ever won for acting on the show, but the show itself has won several awards, including Best Drama 4 years in a row. Seinfeld only won Best Comedy once in 1993, and then Frasier beat it out for the rest of its run, which was the next 5 years. The very first Emmy was given to a puppet. 1949 TV was mostly local, so the first Emmys were only for Los Angeles area programming, and the first Emmy went to ventriloquist Shirley Dinsdale and her puppet Judy Splinters. Saturday Night Live has the most nominations for any show with 171. And Betty White is the oldest ever nominee and the oldest winner. She won an Emmy in 2010 at the age of 88, and she was nominated again in 2012 when she was 90.
Huge wedding that was supposed to happen last Sunday in Atlanta was canceled at the last minute. But instead of trying to get the money back, the bride's parents decided to invite 200 needy families instead. Each of the guests were treated to a four-course meal, and the women's parents say they hope their story inspires others to do something for the community if they're given the chance.
Wow. Yeah, very generous.
Nice. Very nice.
At the box office this weekend, no surprise here that Prisoners with Hugh Jackman took the top spot. Rest of the top five, Insidious Chapter 2 came in at number 2. The Family was at number 3. Instructions Not Included, number 4. And the other new movie, Battle of the Year, came in at number 5.
Well, you know, you can unlock your new iPhone 5S with a fingerprint, but of course, people have been trying to find out other ways they can unlock their
iPhone. Not good.
Not good
at all.
And they have found that you can unlock your iPhone 5S with your toe or your nipple.
And now everyone's going to go try it.
Neither one of them real practical, but it's doable, apparently. And that's,
this is only going to lead to worse things.
Your stack of leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor, right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.